You're listening to LFM.
Oh, well done. Oh, well done, mate. You're listening to LFM.net.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to LFM. It's finally got to July. The sun's shining, along with intermittent rainfall, which, fucking weather. But still, what do you know? You live in the British Isles, so, well, unless you don't, of course, you could be listening in a much nicer, meteorologically speaking, country. We don't, anyway. But it is nice at the moment. The sun's out. Tonight on the show, we've got Jasper Jinx, Hard Feelings UK, an interview with Alex B, which is going to sort of result in a second start to the show, because it's pre-recorded and I think I reintroduce the show at the start of it, so that sort of is going to go on later on. And we're going to finish up with DJ G playing some Franco Jamaican records for you all. I think we're going to get straight on with some post-punk action. I think we'd settled on the the generic decision. You good to go, Jasper?
Yeah.
Cool. You're listening to Jasper Jinx on LFM.
You're listening to LFM! It's Jinx! You're...
Hey!
Oops, Daisy. Jasper, what's happened?
Suicide. characters are drawn out. Figures and characters are drawn out. A subcutaneous extraction to rich and it slowly fades, stays. The furniture on the outer intake unit, plastic fingers reverse the plunger's step. 20 cc's of infected scarlet for serum, then a burning vapor of rubbing alcohol. Figurative characters are drawn out. We'll be right back.
commands and obeys as another man dies in Dr. Caligari's cabinet. Caesar knows all secrets in Dr. Caligari's cabinet. Caesar knows all secrets. Jane, the ensuing downfall of the
We'll be right back. against my silence. Now I have the power to withhold. Now I have the power to give. Now I have the power to receive. Now I can begin to grow whole.
The logo machine's not working, so you were listening to Jasper Jinx on LFM, or Fetch Wife, I think is the other alias he goes by. Yeah, quality start to a warm summer's evening. Thanks, Jasper. Yeah, I don't know if we thought maybe have a couple of things to say. Partly, we were talking earlier on about the content of your record bag and why you decided to bring those tunes, or ended up bringing those tunes.
It was actually quite random, really. I was in quite a hurry. I fell asleep earlier because of the heat, so I just grabbed what I thought I'd like to play out my boxes. And brought them down.
Yeah.
Or you do something
grab,
quite different, really, was the idea from...
Because you do as well, you do sort of more, you make your own music as well, which I think is more of a sort of breakcore sort of style.
Yeah, labels are usually quite bad, aren't they? But yeah, I suppose, yeah, broken beats and sort of dark atmospheric kind of feel. Usually a lot slower than what people normally term as breakcore.
Well, it's interesting though, that as well, because I think like if you listen to stuff like on Subversion and that sort of thing, it is kind of quite, it's not necessarily the fucking maximum... you're right, labels are a bit of a bit of a tricky thing to apply, like you said, post-punk as well, with what you were playing. It's like,
a lot of it classes post-punk or sort of goth or minimal electronic, minimal synth. I mean, anything's post-punk really, isn't it, after 77, I suppose.
I'm sure particularly Captain Kirk would have enjoyed if Rob and Al are listening in Belgium, which they might be, depending. In fact, I think Al's not got his long distance wireless connection, so maybe he's not. There was something else as well we were talking about earlier on, that because Tamil was saying the reason we managed to get Jasper here is because Tamil was telling me he's been after a CD of Jasper's music. In fact, we haven't scored this time because he's obviously not played live. Hopefully we'll get him back again at some point to do that. But I've met you before, like, without realising you're a musician or anything, maybe, or at any rate, being to your old house, which was in a sort of, like, largest sort of housing estate sort of thing, which you were squatting, and you're saying, can you just recount the sort of situation with the change in people's attitudes, which I was quite shocked by what you were saying.
Basically, the councillor had been promising to rehouse a lot of the tenants who'd been there for years. Some of them have been there sort of over 25 years, and from what I gather, it got to the point where the authorities and the council were telling them that basically what stood between them being rehoused and not was the squatters in the blocks. So it went from having neighbours very friendly to me to then sort of throwing bottles of off milk off balconies, and the kids sort of hassling us a lot. So it got down to when anyone asked us if we were squatters, it was just like, no, we're not. But the council tenants are still there, and a block that's filled well, yeah, up with bricked up flats mainly now.
Which is the shocking
a
thing,
lot of rubble,
basically.
I think.
It's, yeah, it's not really, it's an unpleasant scene. But anyway, that was just something that struck me from when we were talking earlier on. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I have nothing more to say here.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks,
we're going to move on now to our next act.